Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the incredible Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. A 22-10 Eagles win over the shorthanded and banged-up Packers in the wild card round. Merrill, your thoughts on this victory?
Well, that whole game had a tone set on the opening kickoff because in bringing it back, Nixon was hit very, very hard, fumbled the football, and a couple of plays later, Jalen Hurts hit Johan Dotson, and the race was on. They got off to a 7-0 lead. And they never relinquished it.
What did you think of the offense's up and down performance in the win?
It was not their best game. It was not their best game. At times they were lackluster, but they weren't sloppy in that they didn't commit turnovers. They didn't have interceptions, fumbles. So even though they were not at their sharpest, they were good enough to win.
That being said, on the other side of the ball, wow, three interceptions of Jordan Love by the defense, and then Oren Burks, as you mentioned, the forced fumble on the opening kickoff. How about the Eagles with four takeaways in this game?
Well, the interesting thing is Jordan Love went into this game with a streak of 173 passes without an interception, and the Eagles certainly wrecked that. Three picks in the course of the game, and that turnovers, we talk about it all the time, turnovers kill. And turnovers really did kill the Green Bay Packers.
And there was a lot of talk post-game, sticking with the defense, about Nolan Smith, two sacks of Jordan Love in this game. What did you think of his performance?
Well, it's every week with Nolan Smith, it seems that he comes up with a big sack. Going into the season, a lot of people felt that he really hadn't done anything for a guy who was drafted at the end of the first round. And Vic Fangio said at the time, he keeps getting better and better and better. I have a lot of confidence in Nolan Smith. And now he has developed into a legitimate impact player.
Unfortunately, his Georgia teammate, N'Kobe Dean, leaves this game carted off the field with a knee injury. How big of a loss is N'Kobe Dean?
You cannot overestimate how much N'Kobe Dean has meant to this team. He has been one of the real leaders as a linebacker this year. He came in. He has tremendous energy. He has great instincts. He has been a big part of what this defense has achieved. Of course, in the NFL, you have that next man up mentality, and that next man up is Oren Burks, who also is a talented player.
Wishing the best for N'Kobe Dean, no doubt about that. Merrill, we will close with this. How great is it that the Link gets to have another home playoff game next weekend?
It's great. It really is terrific. And don't forget, it is not out of the question that the Eagles could win next week and have an NFC championship game. It all depends on Detroit. If Detroit loses along the way and the Eagles win next week, everything goes through the Link.
Well, that's for sure. But first things first.
Absolutely.
Eagles in the divisional round next weekend. What a difference a year makes. About this time last year, we were talking about a really bad loss to the Buccaneers in the playoffs. And this time, the Eagles are moving on to the divisional round. Merrill, great call with Mike Quick in the booth. And we got another big football game to talk about throughout the week. Thanks for the time. That's the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.